attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Lift your hands up to the Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Master. Please open our eyes for the blessing of your word that is alive to come into our lives, transforming, changing, blessing. Thank you for the opportunity to preach and to look into your word. We pray for the blessing that comes with the hearing and the doing of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. I already announced what we are going to do, so I'm going to just follow that plan. The battle for enlargement. All right. Now, we've talked a lot about many other things. We've talked about being deeply spiritual. We've talked a lot about enlargement that comes by sometimes the elimination of certain people from your lives. Is that not so? Do you remember those things? Yes, enlargement by the book, this book, but this one, I'm starting it so that I'm going to start a new numbering system. So, number one, enlargement by a series of battles. Yes. The battle for enlargement involves a series of battles. When they summarized the life of Joshua, Joshua chapter 10 verse 40, they said, so Joshua smote all the country of the hills and of the south and of the vale and of the springs and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. This is the sort of the summary of Joshua's lifetime achievements. And it involved a series of battles. Now, Moses also had battles when they left Egypt and came. Unfortunately, the Amalekites attacked them. And that time they were not armed. So God didn't like the Amalekites at all. So when Saul became king, he instructed him to kill them because of what they did to Israel when they came out of Egypt. But thereafter, they had various battles that Moses was by them the commander in chief. Are you following? Yes. You can read Deuteronomy chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. They summarize all of Moses' battles there. But now it is Joshua's turn. And you would have thought that once your father has fought for you, you don't have to fight. But I tell you that life involves a series of battles if you are going to be enlarged in this life. In life, in ministry, is the same. A series of battles. Don't long for peace. One day, I think I was with this type of forwarding things that came. Somebody was shouting, I think TikTok or you. I don't want peace. I want problems. Always. No. You don't have to just be calling problems on yourself. But don't long for peace in this life. That, as for me, why are things not at peace in my life? Yes. Or when you see somebody who has a series of battles he's engaged in, you think that God has left him, or that he has done something wrong. If you are going to go anywhere to happen, you will be engaged in a series of battles. Tell your neighbor, you will be engaged in a series of battles if you are going to achieve anything in this life. Don't say to yourself, why do I have this battle? Why do I have this issue? Why do I have this problem? Why are things not going the way they? Why am I not? It's like, why aren't things smooth sailing in my life? And sometimes there are battles that will flop you. Or it apparent failure, like you yourself can assess yourself that you have not done well. And sometimes you may even say you have done well, then others will assess you that you have not done well. No work done. And that you think you have achieved something, there's zero. Yes. I remember when Bishop came here for our dedication, and I think his opening statement for his preaching was that, I mean, you think you have achieved a lot of things. You have not done anything. Go and find another land and build another church. Hey! No work done. Get to the job. He met my lay pastors afterwards and said that you think you are Macarel, you have built it wasn't even air conditioned. It was very nice. The church was very beautiful. It's still nice. And they were there very happy, feeling great with themselves and very nicely that they have really accomplished. Reverend Eric was feeling good. But what about Reverend Francis? And your father has come, so you are very confident that your father is really coming to praise you and say that, oh, well done, Macarius, lay pastors. Ah! He says, lay pastors, Macarius. You have not done anything. Hey, the people were shocked because it was a day of celebration and enjoyment. Yes, because there are battles in your life that you may not do well in, but I thank God that there's a scripture that says that the righteous man, he falleth 7 times and riseth again to fight again. And if he fails, he will rise again and fight again 7 times. So battles are meant to be fought and fought till you overcome them. And life is made up of a series of battles. Ministry, for those of us who are in ministry, is also made of a series of battles. Yes. And whoever you are, I tell you that you have to be ready for battles in life. You see, when God promised Moses that I'm bringing you to a land, you and all these people, to a land that flows with milk and honey, you would have thought that it meant that when they leave Egypt, they cross the Red Sea. They are now just, as some people say, a walk in the park. Just, you'll be walking in the park and everything is yours. He even told Joshua that everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I'll give it to you. So you say, God says when I step here, so you just be stepping. Then you take. No, it's not like that. Life is not like that. I said life is not like that. In case you think life is like that, it's not like that. Or you are not there, you are not with me. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. That scripture keeps coming to my spirit, so let me just say it. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24 says, rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Behold, I have given. What tense is that, English scholars? No, I have given. It's more than past tense. It's past participle. Assume people are teaching pre-seconds what proper English is. I have given. It's present perfect. There are all these things out there, we didn't know them. When you are doing grammar, say present perfect. You don't know what it is. Present perfect. I have given. Yes. They have mixed, I don't know. You are saying I have, they have mixed it present, and the giving makes it perfect. It's past participle. Okay. The dictionary says
past participle of give.
No, but have given. Have given. Whatever it is, whatever tense is it, what we understand is that I have given seems to suggest that it has been given to you. Present perfect. So it's like it's done. Is that not so? And it's yours. I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. The king himself and his land I have given. Do you understand? Like maybe God will say that, Makarios Church, I have given you East Legon Hills and the Santor and Teshinungwa Estates, and I have given. So it's easy to say, oh, God has given. We have it already. We are blessed and start rejoicing and doing concerts and having singspirations and then singles mingle and then picnics. But then he says that even though the Bible says I have given into your hand the king and his land and everything that is in it, he says begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. So there are things that are promised us. Prosperity is promised you. Peace is promised you. Do you understand? Long life is promised you. But all these things are not just things you just walk in the park to enjoy. But they are things that you are going to have to rise up and contend with them in battle. Yes. Do you understand? So sometimes people think that when God has given you something, it should be free. Even healing is given, but it's not as simple as God said he has given. I believe it. I receive it. It is mine. Share. Then you'll be disappointed. You'll be disappointed. You will say that God is not with you, but he is with you. And he says, I have given. But the thing, the way it works, it's not that God will just blow them. So when you get there, all the king and his line, everybody is dead, and then you just walk through. But he expects you, he expects me to rise up and take up shield and buckler and take up bows and arrows and swords and spears and enter into the land. You will meet giants, you will meet occupants, you will meet inhabitants of the land, original inhabitants, but God expects you to take up and fight. And whenever you take an arrow and you shoot, God will guide it so that it hits the right target. When you throw your sword, God will press his hand on your hand so that it cuts more than even four or five people at a time. But if you don't get up, that's why maybe was born then the saying that God helps those who help themselves. It's not really true, but it seems to be the case in many, many things. It's not an absolute truth, because it's not really a biblical truth. Because there are some people who can't help themselves. Like, if you are dead, how do you help yourself? He will just raise you. Do you understand? So at that point, you can't help yourself, but he helps you. You are a baby, you can't help yourself, but God will do something for your life. Do you understand? Do you get what I'm trying to say? You are crippled. You cannot help yourself. You can't walk, but he will help you. But even there, he asks you to have faith. According to your faith, be done unto you. So if our church is going to grow, if we are going to take territories for the Lord, we can't sit here and be praising ourselves that what a nice building we have. We are air conditioned. And many of you, you come to just enjoy the services of the church, the nice preacher who is preaching, and the nice music that you hear. But in terms of like adding yourself to the battles of the Lord, it's like you are not part. But today, I want to tell you something, that God will enlarge His church and God will enlarge your life. And you must align yourself with God, fight God's battles, and God will fight your battles for you too. I have given, but rise up and go to war. Are you there still? Don't say that, when will I have rest? One woman asked the husband that, you are tall, when will you have peace? It's like, you are tall, when will you have peace? Because the man of God was there every day. This pastor has left, this one is fighting, has taken some members to start a ministry. This one is now somebody that nobody knew him. He will come, raise the person up, appoint him a pastor, make him a bishop. The person will break a section of the church, run away with it. He will send somebody who was from the village, who has never traveled. He will raise him up, train him, organize visas for him to go abroad and pastor one of his own churches. The person will break up the church and go with it. The wife said that, you are tall, eh? When will you have peace? Don't ask such questions.
Yes, sir.
As they were ministering, Bishop was ministering at the Give Thyself Holy and recounting story after story of the issues of the ministry. Somebody whispered to me, "Hey, Bishop Wabrepao." And I said to my, because of due fine protocol, I couldn't respond to him directly. Well, he was a bit elderly, so I just didn't say anything to him. But I said to myself that, if you are at the level where he is, where you have multiple churches with multiple pastors in multiple locations, hey, you will hear things and experience things. So maybe you have not gone from maybe one branch, two branches, three branches, be in two or three locations. So all of them are just there, or even it's young, or it's not big. Do you see? So, but the people who are at a level where you will see those who have shops. He has a shop here in East Legon Hills. He has a shop at Makola. Has a shop at Kumasi. Has a fleet of buses that are taking people to Cape Coast, Takoradi, Tamale, Kumasi, and so on. Pray for car owners. Somebody even wrote behind the car, pray for car owners. Or you have just one car that you are the one who is manning it, and you are moving. So you don't understand when somebody says pray for car owners. You'll just be criticizing them. Try not to criticize people.
Thank you.
Somebody has been married for 20 years. Do you see? And you see them, they don't talk, or they haven't gone to Dubai. You are married for 2 years. You've gone to Dubai twice. Don't criticize them. My worry, 20, I'm going to Dubai. You see, you don't understand what you are asking. When you meet people who have never achieved anything and they are criticizing, don't think they are good. They are wretched souls. Anybody who is doing anything great, when he sees people who are doing something great and people are throwing stones at them, criticizing them, fighting them, they say, hey, these people, what are they doing? Well, do I understand life or what? That because they know what it means. Park Kwesi Ndum came as a presidential candidate. He said that one of the main problems of Ghana business is stealing. Yes, because he's a top businessman who has achieved many things in the realm of business and knows what goes on there. So he doesn't just come and say business, all these business people are thieves. No. The person who is into the business world, he knows what works there and what is not working there. The ministry is like that. You find pastors, most criticized pastors are the highest achievers. And many criticisms are not true. Many accusations are not true. But you see, many non-achievers are happy to hear stories, because they themselves have time for so many useless things. When you start doing something that is profitable and of note, you won't have time for Facebook, what is Facebook, so WhatsApp status, so TikTok videos, watch your eyes are even paining you. Your neck is about to break. Your fingers cannot move again. What presses, your fingers are even stiff. So learn it very early in your life that enlargement, if God is going to enlarge you, I'll give you some series of battles. I have two things today, so let me just move on. A man who is into enlargement will have many battles. I tell you, it is impossible to say how many battles you are going to experience as you fight your way to experience the enlargement from God. Many battles. And like Joshua, you can expect many battles as you press on to enlargement. Say many battles.
I'm ready.
You see, the way you are saying it, you are not ready. I am ready. For many battles. Expect battles. You must expect. Number one, battles at home. And number two, battles in your bedroom. These are marital battles. There are home battles. Somebody put it this way, that you are like a boxer. When you go and fight in the ring and you come to your corner, that's like your home. And instead of being massaged, giving water, ointment on your wounds and other this thing, when you come, no, then the people in your corner, they slap you. They have small sticks. They knock your head. They fight well. You are wasting our time. Then they will kick you. They will hit you. Hey, they won't give you water. So by the time you are coming out of your corner, there was no water. You have more wounds. More pain. More cuts. And more tired as you are coming back into the ring. Because some people's homes is like the corner of a ring where there's a lot of battles are in the home before you come into the world to also face another set of battles. But you are going to have to fight battles at home and battles in the bedroom. Bedroom battles, home battles. Yes. How to control your children. How to maintain peace in the house. Yes. Eh? Yes. How to control your spouse if you're a man. How to maintain peace. I want peace. I don't want problems. Yes. It's a fight sometimes to live together and stay together. It's a fight to stay together. And be in the marriage until you'll be standing there reading tribute for the other person with whom you have had battles. You think when people are reading tributes because everything was smooth. It's when the person goes that they write their thing. But when the person is not there, they don't write like things. It's a fight to stay together. Sometimes you have to fight to be in love. That's why the Bible says I don't know whether I'm preaching to the right. Maybe I should preach to this side. Ephesians 4:3 says that endeavoring to keep the what? The unity. Endeavor. The word endeavor, you know, when you even hear it, you hear more, it sounds more like you have to strive. Change the version and see whether there's another word that may be a bit. Change the version. Be changing versions if we see a new word. Make every effort to keep yourselves. Oh. Make every effort, that's NLT, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit. Yeah. Binding yourselves together with peace. Make every effort. It's a fight to make every effort. It's difficult. It's not easy like that. It's easy to say, I'm going away. It's easy to say, me, I don't want this thing again. I'll stop. I'm going. I've had enough. I'm tired. Don't be tired. There's enough power in God to empower you to fight on and win. You will win. You will win. You will win. Battles at home. Yes. You have another one. He says, be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness of which is produced and produced by the Spirit in binding, in the binding power of peace. Share. Eager and strive earnestly. Supernatural powers and all kinds of things. You can say, because of not even telenovela. And they lived happily together, happily after. That thing, no. And I'm a man in your imagination. Say, a man in your imagination. When you marry, your mind is not correct. You think that you must live happily ever after. They summarized it ever after, but they didn't tell us that sometimes when the prince wakes up, he's not happy, and sometimes when the princess has her menses, she doesn't want to talk to the prince. Because her premenstrual stress has come and premenstrual tension has come, and it's not easy to relate to people when your mood is not correct. But you have to strive, you have to be eager, you have to force, make every effort to keep it. It's not easy like that. Jeff, okay, so warrior, you're simple. No one said, Abby, okay, so sorry, Anna, or you're a nice man, or you're a nice girl. Inti, once you enter the house, you live happily ever after. It's not like that. It's a fight. It's a fight in the home. It's a fight in the bedroom. They didn't tell us that sometimes the prince will be charged. And he's very excited. He's coming to have a nightly excitement and conjugal explosion with the princess. Princess says, not tonight. And princess, why not tonight? I said, tonight be tonight. Say, no, I don't feel like it. I've been standing on my feet. I've been going to make speeches at the children's school. I had 5 speech and prize giving day today. I was the main guest of honor. Yes, and then I've been giving speeches, moving from here, sitting in the chariot. You know how the roads are? It's not been easy. So my whole body is paining me. The prince says that. But me, I've been here at home, waiting for you.
If you are tired, I'm not tired.
If you are tired, I'm not tired. I have enough energy. You don't have to do anything. I'll just do everything. He said, no. Can't we make it tomorrow? They didn't tell us that she'll be crying. They didn't tell us that some of the people who help the princess, the ladies in waiting, very beautiful too. The prince has been eyeing them. And one day the princess caught the prince eyeing one of her girls and confronted him in the bedroom. They didn't say that, because they, at the end of the day, all the problem, they fought, stayed together and so on, and kept the kingdom together, and then they died. So they said they married and they lived happily ever after. Because in the ever after, no, there are bumulungwens. There are things. Those of you who say you want to divorce, you are out of order. Yeah, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. Yes. Bob Marley says that if you run away from one fight, you will live to fight another day.
It's not a pastor.
Preaching. You are preaching.
As a church, we are fighting. Oh. Yeah. We are always in a fight, but you are not part of the fight. So, oh, sorry, I know what to honor. When you come to church and you just go, yeah, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation, and the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing for mega church. We won't hear no crazy. And the anointing for mega church, be with us, be with you. The anointing for mega church, if it comes on you, do you know what it means? It means that through you, 100 people will come to church. Through you, you will be a MAF leader, Macarius Area Fellowship leader. Every Saturday, you'll be teaching people. That's what it means when the anointing, the mega church, and remember, you Saturday cry, you run away. Am I preaching? Let's read on because I have another point. Oh, my time is. It's finished. Yeah. Financial battles. Battle to prosper. Yeah. It's not easy to prosper. There's no rich man who will tell you that it's easy to prosper unless he's a thief. Even thieves cry, they work very hard. Even thieves, stealing is hard work. Hey, I saw some, I was watching a movie, this type of, you know, bank heist. Hey, they have to go underground. They have to bore a hole through the ground and go and access the vault outside. And then they have to drill. Hey, by the time they blasted the thing, I said, hey, if you're a thief, I think you work harder than those who have gone to school. And you have to be very intelligent how to make noise that nobody can hear. Hey, you have to have equipment that you use for such things. You have to have cars that can carry a vault. Hey, it's not easy like that. Even if you want to be a thief, those of you who you are somebody's shop attendant, then you cream it off small. The wisdom you are using to steal, if you use it to your own work, you will see that you prosper. But who are dreamer? Well, you go to town, you go and buy the thing somewhere, you find what is lower, you come back, put it inside, you do your own accounting, make sure that the inventory is correct. Ah, what be say? And you have become a thief. Your intelligence. But I tell you that if you meet somebody who is doing business, many people, especially those who are genuinely trying to prosper, they go here. Hey, they go and get nails, they sell nails, they are selling iron rods, you see them selling scarf. They don't sleep in the night. You see that they are also doing something. Yes, they are on the internet these days. You see that the guy didn't go to school, but he understands Instagram. So you are seeing that if he just remains in a shop, nobody will buy. So you see him doing things. That's how it is. Hard work. Ministry is like that. Those of you who have area where you think it's not growing, it's because you are lazily sitting down, hoping that people will just come in because you are nice. It's hard work. Yes. Financial battles. Hey. You are asleep. You see the Uber driver. He sleeps 2 hours. He's going to say, oh, you are doing work and pay. I'll pay it next year. I'll pay it 5 years. They will leave home. They don't sleep on the bed that they have bought. Oh, you don't have any job. You sleep on the bed you didn't buy. More than those who have bought beds that they don't sleep on. If you are going to work, you wake up and say, yeah, today dear, my body is paining me. You go to work at 10 o'clock. You finish work at 2 o'clock. And you expect your boss to give you 20,000 so that you eat. So when the prophet comes, he will eat it himself. Then you say, monkey, they work, baboon, they pour. You are the monkey, it's not a baboon. Me, if you see me, you will see that I'm going to preach somewhere. Yeah. Hey, sometimes I can preach back to back. Yes, not that I'm preaching for money, but what it is that when people also invite you, you have to work hard and go. Hey, the other day some group, they called me, they said they want my preaching notes. Now where I preach, I don't These are preaching notes that they put on the, what do they call that thing? PowerPoint. I don't even do such things. They said they need my notes before so that they can translate it different languages and all that thing. Then it's like, hey, I have to sit up late in the night. I was studying, I was reading. Got topic of the Bible, I mean, it's not in any of my books. The pastor who linked me with them, he said, look, just write anything. Because whatever you do, it will work. So just write something for them. They just come. Yes. You go and preach. You see that you are sweating. Me too, when I'm preaching, everything is inside my toes, my ankles, my knees, my thighs, everything is moving, and my voice, it's not only my voice, so, now, praise the Lord. Well, battle number four, academic battles. For students, if you're a student, you can't just sleep and get A. Sometimes when I see some of my girls and boys who are in school, I say, oh, you people, you will not get A. The way you learn, even the light in your room means that you can't get A. The light that you have in your room. Is there a light or what is it? Is it light? Is it bulb? Is it a bulb? What is that? It's some light blue beast. So I don't understand it. You can't read with it. You have to sit up. Yes. You are tired after church service, after, if you are even a shepherd, you go visit. You go and sit down.
Right.
Me, I go for all night. When I finish the all night, sometimes when you come back, there's still some kind of, adrenaline that's from the prayer and the walking from the place. So when you come and sit down, it's not time for sleep. The sleep doesn't come immediately. Oh, yeah, maths, because that time, no maths there, you work. So, so we come maybe at 5:30 or something like that. By 9, half an hour, quarter.
Thank you.
Ah, me, I work for all night, oh. Me, I'm calling about me to me, yeah. Unti me, yeah. You can't do anything after all night. You can do something after all night. It's a battle to be a good student. You can like it. Today, there are so many teachers on the internet. There are people who can't. Sometimes, maybe I watch some math guy. I say, hey, if I had this guy when I was doing math, I'd have had 100 all the time. But he makes the thing simple. Oh, mere YouTube. It takes hard work and you have to fight. You don't understand. You have to go here. Look, we used to travel. They said there's some guy who teaches chemistry at Presec. People travel from Kaswa to come to Presec to come and meet this person. Because he, when he teaches, you will not bump easily like that. He's at Presec. It's very far. My house is at Kaswa. And it's a battle. The battle, when you are in battle, distance is not what we consider. We consider the achievements after what we are going through. Not the distance, not the inconvenience. Not because, Chale, you think that it's difficult to pass exams and get it. Try when you don't do well. Try it when you don't do well. Sometimes I see some people, they are grown, 45 years, they're English. I said, this person, when he was at home, when they say homework, he wouldn't do the homework. Father would say, go to school, you won't go to school. You'll be playing the buffoonery. English work, you won't do it. Write essay, you won't write. You wait the morning that they are submitting the assignment, then you go and copy your friend's own and put your this thing at the back so that at least by the time the teacher marks the top, you will remember that. It looks like I've marked this essay, but the name is different. Okay, let me mark it again. You get the same marks, you and your friend. I know things. Yes. Is that Rosina? Hey, okay. Today they have seen you properly. Fantastic. Yes. Hard work. Even those who go to gym, they say they want to whatever. You see them 1 week or quad gym, bang. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. 2 months on Kobe, never gone again. when those who are talking, not Nanua Koto. Oh, may I go to the gym? You go to what? Those who swim, they say, oh, me, swimming is my main preoccupation. That's what I use to keep healthy. Yeah. When was the last time you went for swimming? This is the weather change. You say weather, now you're cold. Don't swim. Now you are still sitting here saying that you swimming is the main thing that you use. It's a fight to do anything and achieve it in this life. I tell you, if you are not prepared to fight, you are not prepared to press on. It's easy to sit in your room and polish your lips and say, oh, I'm going to look for a sponsor. To sponsors, no cry, Charlie. It's hard work to find a sponsor. Yes. Look at this pastor. He's coming from Cameroon, Douala, Cameroon. He's coming for, he has come for give thyself holy. For what? So that he can, his church can work. Who says that? But he's in Douala, he's doing his church 2 days to get here. Otigana, hey, you have 15 members. You can't go for conference. Somebody recognizes that, Charlie, church growth, which is one of the fight, it's a fight to grow your church, and it's a fight to keep your church growing. It's not a simple thing. Can sit on Facebook and be insulting pastors who have big churches and so on and criticize them, but it's not easy to grow a church. You have trouble. It takes hard work. You see math area fellowship leaders who are not performing. When you call for training, they don't want to come for the training. I brought a big man of God from Kenya, very powerful. Saturday, I said, look, Saturday, dear, at least okay, you cry by 4:30, dear, you'll be home. Engagement by 4:30, you would have finished. Even 6 o'clock, right? You'll be okay. If you go for what other engagement is there on Saturdays? Funeral, wedding reception, what? 1 week celebration, outdooring, everything by 4:35, dear, you would have finished. So if I peg a conference or a convention at Saturday, on Saturday, just the person is here for just some two. He has gone to Takrade, he's gone to Takwa, he has come here, he's coming to preach for your benefit. It takes a fight, oh, because his presence here and the message he preached on that Saturday, and I tell you that if you ever hear it, you will never be the same again. I see that people will just be there. They'll be looking at you. Me, I've not told you I want any prosperity. Or I want to do any. Why? I don't go anywhere. I prefer to be in the house. You have to fight to push. Sometimes you beat your buttocks from the house. Get up and go to church and stop sitting in the house. That you won't go anywhere. But wasum, slap your face, pop, and let your head move to the left so that nobody will slap you in this world. It's a fight. Everything in this life, Jack, you are not ready to fight, you are not ready to make it. Beloved, oh here, beloved, it's not fight that, hey, I'll beat you if you take that man. It's my own, it's for me. No, I'm not talking about quarreling. That's not the fight we are talking about. We are talking about striving and eager. Be eager and strive earnestly. You know, modern ball, that's forcefulness. Biazo and anakazo. This type of forceful, you have to force. That's the fight. It's like you press, it didn't work. Even learning, sometimes you can bump an exam. Like those of you who have done SHS, you didn't do well. It's a fight to read, write, and repass. Even 3 times, you didn't make it. We have people, I don't know, one of our presidents or presidential, he did a JB Dankwa or somebody like that. I don't know whether it's JB Dankwa. Is it JB Dankwa? Yeah. Eh? Please tell me the story very well before I Is it JB Dankwa? He did what? What did he do? There was some. Is it?
Middle school level.
Middle school leaving certificate. You are sure about that? It's in the history books. You have read it somewhere. May I heard about it, but I've not seen it in any book. Somebody here is saying, please, don't write to me that it's wrong. You can search for it and find it if it's true. But I hear that I did it 7 times. But even the one who discovered the light bulb, Edison, Thomas Edison, he did the experiment about 1,999 times. It was the 1,000th try that worked. It was a fight to make it work. Not fight that he's beating people and insulting people. We are talking about pressing on with what you are doing with serious effort to achieve it. So, academic battles, battles for lands. Hey! You want to build... Those of you who have not built a house, it's because you have not battled for one. You have to battle for go some gobe. Every afternoon gobe. Movement. Some of you have a habit of moving from restaurant to restaurant, tasting your mouth inside. You say, well, no, you would dare. Oh, Prince. Charlie, some Ibia pie. Have you been there before? Oh, you haven't been. Oh, eh? Yes, Agatha. Afternoon, yeah. Oh, Mr. Who?
The one
is
Agatha.
I know where
I know what school junction.
School junction. Agatha saw school junction.
Hello.
Agatha, hello.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Who?
Hey! You have been to every restaurant, but you see, you have to fight by putting your stomach down and that taste. You have to put it aside. When I had not built before, I was working at VRA. Sister Mami was doing her, she was doing law. She and Bishop Saki were in law school. Every lunch she would come and visit me. I'll take her to finger licking to go and eat Cornish pie. Cornish pie. Very big pie with minced meat inside. Very hot one. They make it hot. It's not like they put it on the shelf for you to come and buy hot. Then, oh. And I was not married. I didn't have land. Oh. One me uncle. Well, as soon as I took a decision to settle, Charlie? No lunch. I was going to build a house. Hey! When I travel, no shirt. Just buy two, just some jeans or something that black trousers, one. You can, later I realized that, hey, nipa timi share one black trousers until the color of the black in front of your tie disappears. And one black shoe. Ah, for 1 year, you can wear only one shoe. Even now that I can afford many, I've worn this shoe that from since we came, I bought it in Maldives 2 years ago. I've been wearing it. Every day I am preaching and I'm wearing black shoe. This is it. But you see, you can't even see that. It's a very nice shoe. Yes. The other day I saw that the inside was coming off. I said, ah. Now also, the outside is intact. Now the inside, no, no one, nobody will see. I'll wear it. I can buy more if I want. We can buy more. We are wearing one. You can buy more. You are buying six. Every day you are changing your hairstyle. And if one of these braids, what you do to, how much is it? Say it, Namu, say it. Eh? 400 cedis. Obi Salari. Forgive. Anyway, so I'll just list the rest of the battles and close because I didn't make it to point number two. But point number two can come next week. Battles with lands, battles with disloyal people, wicked and unreasonable people. Battles with disloyal people. You see our church, people fighting us, insulting us on Facebook. When you see it, don't think of it. And don't even bother to read. And don't bother to share.
Thank you.
Or comment. There's no need to do that. That's not the fight you must fight. Fight the good fight of faith and fight the good fight of achieving church growth, achieving something. Don't just be fighting on Facebook. It's a useless fight. There are some fights that are useless. And kwasi ya fight, ya boa wa boa. If you are fighting trotro meat over 5 CDs or 50 pesos. And these people to Bukom boys, they are used to fighting. And you have not thrown a blow in the last 7 years. When you see him, his body is small, smaller. That's him. Boobia. I say, oh, boy, why? Oh, you have a bra? I say, okay. No, I threw one blow. Pam, your mouth. Then you see that blood is coming. Instead of seeing that the fight should end now. What about me? My booby, I drop my driver ninja. My driver said, driver ninja, and the driver stopped. Then they go out. By the time you are getting down, pam, you are on the floor. What about tie? With your suit. You are a trotro. You are fighting a trotro mate who is wearing t-shirt. You are finished. Such a useless fighter. They've torn your dress. You are bleeding with cars. You go to the hospital. They are sutures. I don't know. What happened to you? Trotro mate beat me. Over what? Over what? 5 CDs. Oh, he says he's charging 4 CDs. And you have 5 CDs. And he doesn't have 1 CD. So it's like a car. No, you bring it. Then the whole fight has become, you are going home, even the 1 CD, eh? Your hospital bill is more than 200. Fight. These disloyal people, their strength is gone from them. People who are just fighting their father, making comments. You should ask yourself, so what are you doing now? Like, as you are sitting down, what do you do in ministry, in life? Who are you influencing? What are you doing for God? As you are on this channel. And you too, who want to do something great, say, hey, oh, I hear somebody says this. I hear somebody says this. We are lazy. That's why you are sitting on Facebook and studying somebody's writings. Negativities about his own father. Somebody who has been good to you. Somebody who has trained you. Somebody who has helped you. Somebody who has been whatever. Instead of, how will you do such a thing? How can you? Are you mad? Are you out of your mind? Why do you go on such a thing to talk about your father that way? Even if you are unhappy. Instead of, you will not have that maturity. So you better just go off and go and concentrate on your God and save yourself. Are you listening to me? Yes. If there are people in the church who are talking, who are saying this or saying that, you have to silence them.
Yes.
Or expose them. Don't allow such people. The church work is a fight to keep the church and a fight to continue making people come and stay in the church. It's a fight. Yeah, it's a fight. It's a fight. And we must fight the fight. Yes. Is there not a song like that? We must fight the fight. Is there a fight to win the lost? It's a fight to win the lost. Look at those of you who are here. Even to sing, treasure of my heart and of my soul. You can't even sing it. It's not that we'll be here, we'll be teaching you, encourage you, sing the song. They will stop the instruments. Only the church. Then you'll be singing. Now you are looking at the West once more. Then one line B will come into your mind. And one, or you don't even come for worship and pray. So you can't know the song for many years. Until one day God arrests you by some supernatural power. And then suddenly you are now learning how to sing, worship and praise God. Then after you have now been taught, you have learned everything. Then somebody comes to say that, oh, prophetic word. Dorothy, do you understand what I'm saying? That you meet a prophet who meets you at school junction
Like one of my members, she was coming to church. We were on the other side. We were coming to church. Meet somebody and says, "Oh, there's a program in this area. I don't know the place. You know the place?" He said, "Yes." I don't know the place. Then somebody comes to join them and say that, "Oh, I know the place. Let's go and show the man." Say, who church? Why are you late, Paul? You are even late. Somebody says, "Go and see me." You don't know where they are going. They say you should go. Then as they are going, they tell her that, "Look, she's holding an iPad. Does she know iPad?" She said, "Yes, she knows iPad." "Does she know that there's something in iPad? Mercury is in iPad. You can use it to multiply diamonds." Then they show him some glass, broken glass. I'm sure it's a diamonds. If you pour the mercury that you find in iPad on it, it will become bigger. May your pastor, you meet somebody somewhere, the person gives you such a... Even let's say you don't understand anything. Do you understand? You should ask a question.
Yeah.
She follows them. As they are going, say, she should come to the... So she came to the church, asked her friends, "Can you give me your iPad? I want to show somebody something." Then, I'm also preaching, so the people cannot even ask. So she picks the iPad. Then she picks from another person. So the other person said, "But why has he picked two iPads? What is he going to do with two iPads?" But she was petrified, so she just stayed. And the girl went with the two iPads and plus her own and gave it to the people. And they told him that, "Does your father have dollars? There's also mercury. You see, the money, they have mercury in the money. Mercury strips. If you pull it out and bind it on diamonds, a diamond becomes bigger." Now you see, you'll be sitting here as we are talking, you won't open your ears to hear what we are saying. Then somebody be that you don't know from anywhere meets you one day, then you say, They say, "Her father has some euros or so in the house." So they went to the father's house. And then she opened the father's whatever and gave it to them. Fortunately, he had only 20 euros. Fortunately. 2,000. So some of you were... When she had Bishop Eddie Awahu, Kabun Sama, your defe. So it's a fight to stay in line and remain a sheep all through. Because of this, and there are pastors. Yes. Paul said, "After my departure, grievous wolves." One of my pastors is left the church. He even said that he's moving far, but he's left the church. And he's going to start a church near where I have a region. And I sent a message to him that by this location where you have started your church, it means you are giving me a message that you are fighting with me. So I sent a message to him that if he doesn't make a move and wisely move away, he will see something he cannot control. You will be shocked with how things will turn out for you.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a fight to keep the church. Even the youngest convert who doesn't know how to read the Bible, we like him. Or you don't like them. Me, I like every member. I may not even know your name, but I like you. And I know your name through your pastor, your regional head, your area fellowship leader. I know you through them. Yes. And I have your name with me. It's not that I don't know you. So I've seen some footballers who have come today. That one, I don't know you. But I'm sure that over time I'll know you. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
God wants you to fight. Hey, if you have a business, you want to profit, don't sit in the house and say they are doing the work. Share. Go and be there. Me, when do I even build in my house? I climb the top to see what is happening on the roof. Yes. That's when you see that, they've left all this debris inside the gutter at the top there. Hey, broken blocks, the pipe that is supposed to bring down water, they are pouring the broken blocks inside so that it drops down.
Yes.
Oh. Even my pastor was building. I told him that let's go to the top. I climbed with him to the top at this my age.
Spent more than 1 hour there.
And I spent more than 1 hour on the roof. And I'll show him what to do to prevent leakages. But they'll tell you hidden roof, but why uncle why where you what?
Hey.
Let's go home because hey, my time is so far finished. It's enough. Because I didn't need a preacher. If it's more than even 1 hour, it's enough. Okay. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Everybody pray. Lift your hand and just pray. Pray that God will help you to brace yourself for a long fight. A fight for ministry, a fight for your spirituality, a fight for your life. Everybody. Fight against liars and deceivers in your life. Yes. Fight for church growth. Fight to keep the church. Fight to stay in church. Some of you have to fight to stay, not fight to be moving from church to church. Oh yes. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand and pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Nobody can do that fight for you. You have to engage in the fight yourself.
We fight to God.
Let me tell you this. When Joshua met, lower your keyboard. When Joshua met the man, it was actually an angel, but the man who was holding the sword, and he asked him that, who are you? He says, I'm the captain of the host, the Lord's army, the Lord's host. Then he said, whose side are you on? He said, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm on the Lord's side. You would have thought that God said he will fight your battles for you. So it means that now that you have met this man, he is the one going to fight. And you have to sit in the house and he will be killing the enemies for you. No. It seems like rather when you are doing the fight on behalf of the Lord, that's when that captain joins your fight. Yes, joins your fight. Joins your fight. And I want to tell you that God has power to give you victory in every battle of your life. Whatever the area, whether it's your academic, your finances, your ministry, whatever area, God by His grace will give you the victory. Clap your hands and celebrate along. Father, thanks a million for your word that has come alive to us. We receive it. And we thank you that you are with us in this fight. And that the battle is the Lord's. And the Lord will give us victory, from victory to victory, from victory to victory, from victory to victory, from one victory to another. When we turn to the left, there will be victory. When we turn to the right, there will be victory. When we turn behind us, there will be victory. In front of us, there will be victory. Because the Lord, the great captain of the host, He will fight our battles for us and with us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. 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 As every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray for you here. If you came to church, somebody invited you, but you are not a born-again Christian. If you were to die today, you are not sure you make it to heaven. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are standing, just lift up your right hand so I can pray for you. Lift up your right hand in the air. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to go to heaven when I die. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. It's a fight to go to heaven. It's a fight to avoid hell. And this morning, you can begin that fight and that journey to make your way to the everlasting kingdom. If you are here today, somebody invited you, you say, Pastor, pray for me, pray for me, pray with me. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to go to heaven when I die. Please lift up your right hand. Beautiful. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Lift it up high. Don't be shy. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you have lifted your hand, do one more thing. Come to me right in front here so I can pray with you. Come quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. God bless you. God bless you.
Okay. Now, I want to make another appeal. I want to make another appeal. If you are here today and maybe you are a Christian, but you have not taken church seriously, but you want to be a serious Christian, somebody who studies the Bible, you want to learn how to study the Bible, you want to learn how to grow as a Christian, you want to know how to get closer to God, I want to pray for you. Maybe you are a Christian and you have even lost a certain fire and faith in God and you are struggling to believe. Today, as I pray for you, God will do something new in your life. So if you are here, Pastor, I want to be close to God. I want to know how to study my Bible. I want to know, I've sort of almost given up my faith, but today I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, I am praying. Also, come and join us. Come and join us, and then I'll pray with you. Those of you in front here, lift up your hands. So if you are coming, you can come now as we are praying. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you have lifted your hand, let's pray this prayer together. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, from today, I will serve you. I will follow you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Please write my name in the book of life. I am yours forever in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday, at our area fellowships, we're praying and going for outreach. That's how come you can see a number of people giving their life to Christ. So when you are in the church, through the area fellowship, you can fight for God and fight with God for souls. How many want to do that? How many want to do that? Area fellowship. So if in your area you don't know of the area fellowship that is there, how can they know? How can you know where there's an area fellowship? Can somebody help me? How will they know? How can they know? Pardon? We need even a sign on at location, especially if there's a place where there's a house or a meeting place. Or when you are even meeting, you can put a sign outside so that people passing can see that there's an area fellowship. Because we are going to fight for the Lord and gain more. You see, Jesus wants more. He says, I wish that all men will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So all your life and all your days, you must be involved in activities that fight for the master. We are fighting to take more territories. Even in East Legon, even at Santo, at Niger, at Ashaleboche, at Tesinungwa, everywhere. On Saturdays, area fellowships are meeting, praying, studying some scriptures, and then going to the community. If your community is even finished, you can go to another area. Oh yes. By all means, we must save some. And we must fight on to take more territories for the Lord. Clap for Jesus. Expect battles for church growth and battles to maintain the church growing always. Beautiful. We are going to do it. I said we are going to do it. And God will show you as you fight for him how to even also maintain your own growth and in your business, in your marriage, everything. You see that God is helping you. If you don't keep fighting and you keep running away from fights, you run away from something that can bless you. Baby also bohoma hoteteno. Now we jaho. Meanwhile, if you are pressed a bit, you see that you have broken through. There's somebody here. There's a lady you are proposing to, and it doesn't seem to be working. But I'm telling you something by the Lord that you shouldn't give up. Because that's the way, no. That's the way. That place is the way. That's the place. Yeah. Don't give up. 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 Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Oh, yes. When Jericho, when they fought Jericho and overtook it, and they went to Ai, they were beaten. But they fought Ai again and took it. It's not every fight that you run away from. If you don't attract, you don't succeed, don't run away. Keep fighting. You will be able to succeed it. The Lord bless you as you maintain your energy. Energy and strength. Beautiful. Father, lift your hand. We bless you for the communion elements, the wine and the bread. We receive them with thanks and great appreciation in Jesus' name. Amen. The body of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. Please partake of them.
This is my body, which was broken for you. And drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
The Lord strengthen you. Your right hand of your strength. And even your left hand, which is maybe a symbol of your weakness, may He strengthen it. Be strong on the left and on the right. Overcome on the left and on the right. Receive supernatural power to overcome every battle. Whatever has weakened you before, whatever you have failed in before, through God's power, overcome. Overcome. Make it. Succeed. Do well. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.